On the nearby mountains, you can see stands of lodgepole and ponderosa pines, but here in Upper Beaver Meadow, you see the backs of kids' heads. The kids are crouched down on thick, brilliant green tufts of grass bent over a tiny stream. The kids, like 9-year-old Jack Davies, are scooping up bits of creek bottom with square mesh sifters, looking for creatures.
It's really cool, and we get to be scientists collecting macroinvertebrates, which means a bug that lacks a backbone but can be seen with the naked eye.
Jack is finding mini clams and stonefish and dragonflies. And like any good scientist, Jack questions the observations of some of his colleagues.
There shouldn't be some leeches, but kids have claimed that they've found some. I don't really think there are, because if you find a leech, it means that's a really unhealthy stream. Well, if you find a rock bug, it means that's a pretty healthy stream.
Collecting, recording, and tallying species is the mission today as part of the 6th annual BioBlitz. It's one of 95,000 programs the National Park Service puts on each year nationally to try to engage kids with nature. Neil Mulholland, president of the National Park Foundation, says nationally, the Park Service is connecting 2 million kids every year to parks. He says that's about 4% of the K-12 population. The goal is to boost that number to 1/4 of the nation's school children by 2016.
We have these great places. They're standing here. They're open and available, and we assume everybody's coming, and they're not. We have school buses sitting in schoolyards all day long. Easily transport the kids on a field trip, but they don't have money to pay the driver and money for gas. You'd be shocked. The vast majority, even that live within, you know, say 20 miles of a park, it's their first adventure into the park.
The past year, the National Park Service spent about $100,000 to bring kids to Rocky Mountain National Park, like 11-year-old Alex Beltran from Denver.
This is the first time.
The first time, in fact, he's ever been in nature.
The cool breeze against your skin
is what he likes best. His St. Francis de Sales science teacher, Cindy Kreider, says many of her students don't get the chance to be in Colorado's mountains.
They just need nature. They need to see that there's something other than brick buildings and concrete and pillars. They need to see that there's water, there's vegetation, there's fresh air that doesn't smell like smog. They just absolutely love this trip.
Yes, ma'am.
So when it's winter, does the water freeze?
What a good question.
Kids spend the morning gathering data that scientists can use. Before the students came to the meadow, they developed a scientific hypothesis. Today, they're testing it and learning the steps to identify every plant and animal they find here. Some kids will follow up, comparing these species with those in streams closer to their schools. Past BioBlitzes have uncovered species new to a park, new even to science.
She's using a tube that it's kind of like a turkey sucker thing.
Lillian Sanchez and her friend extract the creatures from the mesh trays gingerly carried to them by other students. They stare at the creatures using microscopes, checking what they see against an illustrated chart.
I think it is a freshwater sponge.
Lillian calls over a teacher biologist to confirm.
It sure is.
Because kids today get much of their information visually online, teachers say if you bring them to a park full of visual examples, they're much more engaged. And they say if kids can use all their senses, they're much more apt to remember the curriculum. Sam Richings Germain is a 4th grade teacher at the Olander School for Project-Based Learning in Fort Collins.
They're so happy to just be here and touching and wet and muddy and excited about learning. And I think this is appealing to our visual learners and our auditory learners and our kinesthetic learners, because they can come and touch and hear and feel and see and experience everything that has to do with science.
Including on-the-job hazards. A kid falls into the stream.
I found the stream. Oh, I'm not so glad I did.
Jenny Brendine, Colorado Public Radio News.